The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing a plan to eradicate hoary marmots from one of the barren islands north of Kodiak and European rabbits from a pair of islands near Accutane. All three islands are uninhabited save for the furry little mammals and the native bird populations. Steve Delahanty is the manager of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. He says the marmots were likely introduced to Sud Island in 1930.
At the time, there was sort of a general practice of increasing kind of game and fur-bearing animals wherever possible. You know, it was all well-intentioned, but sometimes the results weren't what we had hoped for. There are a lot of birds and other wildlife, but probably most famously seabirds, that are really dependent on these islands because they provide areas that historically were free of land-based predators. So there were no foxes and things like that on the islands. And so we have quite extensive experience removing these non-native foxes, for example, from islands and getting a very positive response, very positive wildlife response.
The rabbits were also introduced to Poa and Tangik decades ago. Those are two small islands east of Accutane. Delahanty says while the rabbits and marmots are not directly killing seabirds or eating their eggs, they are changing the habitat for the worse.
Well, it's two different types of disturbance. One is flat out changing the vegetation. When you graze it, you change the vegetative structure, you know, how high the plants grow and things, as well as actually which species will thrive. But probably more directly, there's a competition for nesting burrows. Some of these seabirds actually nest in burrows in the ground, and there seems to be some direct competition, for example, between the rabbits, which are using the seabird burrows. The bird goes in and lays its egg, and then the rabbit comes in and essentially kicks the bird out, and so that bird fails to reproduce.
Delahanty says no poisons will be used in eradicating either the rabbits or marmots.
We have to time the eradication and do it at a time, and then and use the right technique at the time, so we're not causing any harm to other creatures out there. So we don't want any accidental mortality of whatever, nesting puffins or something like that, for example. So we will use carefully trained and certified people to do both trapping and shooting.
The comment period for the proposed plan is open until February 10th.
There's a lot of information available in what's called an environmental assessment, and that's available online, or they can call the refuge office here in Homer, and we'd be happy to get information to people or look at our website, and people can comment into February, and then at that point, the Fish and Wildlife Service makes a decision based on all of those comments. Do we proceed? Do we not proceed?
If Delahanty decides to proceed, the hunting and trapping of the marmots and European rabbits from the three islands could begin this spring.